Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind not one, but two of my songs. It's a bonus episode, actually. One is Intimate Worship, while the other is a song of deliverance from Father's Heart to Yours. Both songs are from the studio recording Kingdom Come. The first song I'd like to share is called Overwhelm Me, and it was born on April 18th of 2001. Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4 says this, "Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings." Selah. Now, when I was on staff at a church in my hometown from the mid-90s until about 2005, once a month during the year, that church body took time to come together for a corporate prayer summit. On this particular evening, I was leading worship and flowing in ministry with the pastor. He would lead in prayer and ministry, and I would lead worship accordingly during those times. At one point in the evening, the pastor sensed that there were many who felt like just giving up. As we prayed and sang over those who stood for ministry during this time, the Lord began to give me this song. This song, Overwhelm Me, was born spontaneously, and I shared it at the close of the ministry to those who stood. The chorus and verse 1 are just as I received them that evening. Verse 2 came a few days later. What I'd like you to do is do this. Allow the presence of Father God to overwhelm you right now as we listen to this song. Overwhelm Me.
Overwhelm me with your power. Overwhelm. fire that's growing, strong enough to pierce the very darkness of night. And I will not give up the battle, run the whole entire race. I will keep my eyes on you, Lord. I will rest in your embrace. Overwhelm me with your power. Overwhelm me with your grace. Overwhelm me with your glory as I rest in your embrace.
Father, 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 how we thank you for your presence in our lives. We ask you to overwhelm us with your love and grace and power again and again and again throughout the course of this day, each and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 15, verse 13 in the New American Standard Bible says this: Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Guys, think about this. We never leave God's presence. We either forget he is with us or we choose to ignore him. Let's do this. Let's choose to include him in every area and in every aspect of our lives today. Well, that was the song Overwhelm Me. Today's second song in the podcast is called Rest. It is a song of deliverance, and it was born on September 5th of 2007. Psalm 16, verses 7 through 9 says this: I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. What do you do when someone you love is hurting? What do you do when there's nothing you can do except to pray? One of my own children called me one day and was in the deepest anguish I had ever felt one of my children suffer. It was heart-wrenching. I prayed with my child and I fell apart after our phone call. But I fell apart right into the arms of Jesus, and that is how I prayed that my child would fall apart in the arms of Jesus. Later that same day, I had been with a friend and his wife who were experiencing some deep, wrenching turmoil that was directly affecting their marriage. Just as with my child, seeing my friends in pain, I did the same thing I had done for my child. I prayed for them and then fell apart in the arms of Jesus. This song came as I sang over both of these situations. And I'm glad to say that the Lord powerfully intervened in both of these situations. Here's what I'd like you to do. Use this song to bring healing to those you know who are in emotional pain. And do this for me right now. Forget Dennis Jernigan is here, and hear your Father's heart for you.
When and everything you are just seems to fall apart, and you're alone in the dark. Sorrow like endless rain no longer hides the pain, and now you've drifted too far. Come down from the ledge of your own broken heart. Run here to my open arms where you can fall apart. I'll be your light in dark. I'll be right where you are. I'll hold you close through the pain. I'll calm the raging tide. I'll be right by your side. I'll shelter you from the rain. Put your head on my shoulder. Put your head on my shoulder. Wishing that you could die and make this hurt go away. This endless raging storm has left your heart so torn, you simply can't see the way. Come down from the ledge of your own broken heart. Run here to my open arms where you can fall apart. I'll be your light in dark. I'll be right where you are. I'll hold you close through the
Father, we rest in your presence right now. Thank you for being here. Thank you for surrounding us with songs of deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 4:9 says this, "So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God." And Exodus 20, verse 8 says this, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Guys, we are spiritual beings in a physical body that gets tired and worn out and weary. Sometimes, honestly, the most spiritual thing we can do is to simply rest. I'm learning this lesson over and over again as I deal with Parkinson's. After all, rest is part of God's plan for us. That's reality. Let us set aside time or a day each week in which we allow our entire being to just rest. Use this song from today's podcast to help you do just that. It'll get you in the mood to rest. It'll get you in God's presence. Actually, it won't, because you never leave God's presence. Let's be real. I have some excitedly awesome news for you. On October 1st, 2020, I am releasing a brand new 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere. In addition, I'm releasing a companion book by the same title, sort of another autobiography, in which I detail never-before-told stories from my life I have never felt led to share publicly before. I share some deep wounds and many episodes in which I found myself utterly alone and in the middle of nowhere due to my testimony, due to my faith, and now due to my illness, due to the lies of the enemy, and how God met me in each and every one of those middle of nowhere moments. You can order the book, The Middle of Nowhere, on Amazon right now. Order your copy today and help me get the word out about this new ministry resource. I really do think it will encourage your own walk with the Lord. I really do. And to get the 12-song collection, just go to iTunes and look for The Middle of Nowhere by Dennis Jernigan. Well, as usual, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? And also, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my creative team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, first Wednesday of each month. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. I've said it enough now. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, or the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. I also have many children's books, several devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out. Just go to Amazon and put in my name. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like MP3s of the songs from today's podcast, Overwhelm Me and Rest, from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com, or you can always find them on iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.